It gives me great pleasure today to be able to have my friend Georgia Noble with us. Georgia and I used to be in a women's group together years ago for a very short time. I've always been very impressed with the spirit that comes from Georgia. It's really, as you will find out today. Georgia has a really interesting background, and that I didn't even know all those things about her until, which I am really happy to hear about too, even during the time I knew her in a group. Georgia's professional background includes a doctorate in education, 25 years in private practice as a marriage and family therapist, working with both individuals, groups, and leading seminars. She's a trained spiritual director. She was on the lay staff at Trinity Episcopal for 10 years. She is currently a facilitator for the Center of Courage and Renewal, supporting their work with clergy and congregations. Her passion is supporting congregations in fulfilling their potential as agents of personal and social transformation. Wow, that's a new passion. When most people are trying to leave congregations, Georgia has a passion for supporting them. And her most recent project has been the co-creation of a curriculum called The Soul of Aging that is being shared with congregations across the country. On a personal note, Georgia has been a parishioner at Trinity Episcopal Church for more than 20 years. Her favorite ministry includes flowering the church, adult formation, facilitating small groups, and she has a fabulous 28-year-old son who happens to be gay, who is responsible for her now being the president of FLAG, Santa Barbara's parents, family, friends, and allies of the LGBTQ community. Her son Christopher is entering his junior year at Berklee College of Music in Boston and on his way to becoming a gender-bending rock star, according to his mother. And his mother is very proud of him. And I'm very happy to welcome Georgia today to Word and Life.